Today is the fifth day of the school bus strike, which began last Wednesday, affecting school children across the city who ride on 5,480 bus routes. The strike is over the city not including employee protection provisions in their contract. Today, members of Amalgamated Transit Union Local 1181 held a demonstration at City Hall demanding that Mayor Bloomberg return to the table. City Council member Robert Jackson, chair of the council's education committee, explains what's at stake.
The strike is having a negative impact on busing our children, and we're asking the mayor to come to the table and resolve the outstanding issues with ATU Local 1181. That's why we're here. And let me explain to everyone. This is about demanding that this city administration sit down and resolve major issues that are impacting our children, our families. And we're going to have a couple of speakers regarding the busing situation, and we're going to have some speakers regarding the issue regarding the evaluation. But let's talk about first the impact on our children right now, because there are children, especially children with special needs, that are not going to school. Why? Because of this outstanding issue of the mayor putting forward a RFB, a request for bid, which does not include an EPP. And as you know, an EPP is an employee protection provision. And as a result of that, the workers, the union leaders of 1181 decided to go on strike because it did not include that protection provision. Now, mind you, this protection provision has been in place since 1979. But it not only protects the unionized employees, it protects the non-unionized employees also. It ensures that the most senior drivers, matrons, and mechanics, the ones that are most experienced, receive the type of jobs when there is an opening. And that's what this is about, protecting the rights of employees.
City Council Member Robert Jackson. Council Member Jumani Williams, who is on the Education Committee, addressed the City Hall rally as well.
I'm from Brooklyn, so excuse my language. The mayor needs to cut the crap. What's actually happening is he's engaged in a pissing match with the unions at the expense of our children. That's right. That's what's going on, expense of our children and their education. The mayor wants to be remembered, I think, as one of the best mayors in the city. Whatever you're smoking, you need to share with everybody else. Because that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Your legacy will be tarnished by the damage you're doing to this educational system. This is not Wisconsin. You will not be able to succeed here. Maybe you have dreams of being a Wisconsin governor someday. But the mayor, the unions in this city allow our city to run. You will not break them, period. Everything that you are doing, everything is saying nothing else matters except showing that you're right and the unions are wrong. You call the UFT the NRA. You refuse to settle on some, every other place in this state said we can look at these evaluations for a short time and then reevaluate them, except for you. You cost us $250 million because of your arrogance. You could have done two other choices with the ATU so that we wouldn't be at this situation, so there'd be no other strike that would have allowed the EPP to be there, and you chose not to. Don't blame anyone else for what's going on now. It is squarely on your shoulders. You are causing our children to suffer. You need to stop it now, because at the end, I tell you, we're going to win this battle. You won't.
City Council Member Jumani Williams speaking at City Hall earlier today.